a free kick to Wolves not far from the Wigan penalty area, because Dolborne deceived Boyce cutting field, or tried to cutting field away from him, and a poor challenge by Boyce brings him a yellow card, the first of the game, and a free kick close to the left-hand corner of the box. Here's the free kick fired in by Sacco and driven into the net by Afobe, and Wolves have the lead here in 25 minutes. Sacco's free kick guided into the six-yard box, and there was a great cavalry charge in gold shirts arriving at the far post. Afobe got there first to nod in his 13th goal for Wolves and keep them alive in the playoff chase. Wigan 0, Wolves 1.
Well, Kenny, you did your job today and you've taken it to the final day of the season.
Yeah, very competitive game, very feisty, as you'd expect with Wigan fighting for their lives at this stage of the season. There's a great clean sheet. I thought we defended very well, we needed to, and then got the goal from a set piece, which is, in tight games, so often crucial.
They threw everything at you, especially at the end there.
Yeah, they did. Both centre-halves, Pearce and Maguire, up, and they're throwing balls in. We had, in the second half, quite a lot of chances on the break, clear-cut chances as well, that we were looking to get that second goal to give us some breathing space. It didn't come, and it was competitive right up until the 94th minute. You know, proud of the players, though. The spirit and the effort and the defending that they showed today was excellent. To come and get a win here is very pleasing. And all we have to do now is really focus on doing our jobs next week and finishing off the season strongly. If there's any possibility then of us getting into the top six, which mathematically there still is, we have to try to make sure we're there to take it.
You changed things up a little bit at the start of the game with Jack Price coming into the midfield, and maybe we saw a slightly different look to the midfield than what we're used to. How did you assess the start?
I thought we needed to play compact, particularly in the middle four. We didn't need to be wide open. They've got quite a lot of ability on the ball and try to play through you. Generally, we did force them wide and then dealt with the crosses and the long balls into the box very well. And then holding our two up front, which, you know, are very, very good players, it always gave us a threat on the break. So I felt that was the way the game would pan out, with a narrow midfield and retaining the two forwards to, away from home, try to counter into the spaces.
And a moment of quality from Bakary Sacco, a great ball in, and it came when Wigan were really on top.
It did, definitely. And, you know, it's great to score from a set piece. We went one behind against Ipswich last week, and it gave us a lot to come back, and we managed to claw our way back at home to get a one-all draw. But getting the first goal from a set piece in a tight game is, you know, is a big thing, and ultimately has led to us, you know, having something to hold on to. And, you know, as a side and at the back, then we've competed and battled very well.